Thank you for your prayers while I have been traveling.
我在海外旅行的时候，感谢大家为我祷告。
And I am so glad to be back with you this morning.
我今天早上回到我们在家里，真高兴。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, I ask that you will be with us as we look into your word.
主啊，今天我们在看你的话语的时候，求你与我们同在。
Help us to hear your words this morning.
帮助我们能够听到你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.A few years ago, a pastor in London named Mark Russell befriended a homeless man who was sleeping near his church.
几年前，在伦敦的一位牧师跟一个在他的教会附近在那扎营的一个无家可归的人成了朋友。
Over the next few months, the two of them became good friends.
在往后的几个月里，他们两个人成了好朋友。
And one day, Pastor Russell said,Tell me how our church can best help homeless people.
所以有一天，这个牧师 Russell 就跟这个无家可归的人说：“你告诉我，我们这个教会怎么样才能够最好的来帮助你们这些无家可归的人呢
？”What do your friends need from us?
你这些朋友们从我们这里需要些什么呢
？And I think he was expecting a shopping list.
我想这个牧师当时想，他可能会给我开出一个单子
：food, clothing, things like that.
我们需要的衣服啦、食物啦，这一类的东西。
But Matt looked at him and said, "What we really need more than anything is hope."
但是这个无家可归的人就看着牧师说，我们真正需要的，比一切都更加需要的是盼望。
Mark posted that on Twitter.
所以这个牧师就把这个故事就贴在他的这个 Twitter 上了。
I read it and I thought, "Oh, this is great."
我当时看了这个故事，我就想，哎呀，这太好了。
Because as Christians, we can't do everything, but we can give hope.
因为作为基督徒，我们别的可能没法给，但是我们可以给人以盼望。
But then I kept reading my Twitter feed that day.
然后那天我就继续的在看这个 Twitter 上面大家跟的那些跟读。
And here was a Christian who was posting how the world was in terrible trouble and there was no hope for us.
一个基督徒就在那贴说，这个世界今天真是一片混乱，到处都是饥荒了，又是战争了，我们没有盼望了。
Here was another conspiracy theory.
然后另外有一个阴谋论者。
I thought back to some conversations I had had recently.
然后我又想想我最近跟一些朋友的谈话。
And I thought, wait a minute.
然后我就想，哎，等一等。
Sometimes Christians seem to be as pessimistic and hopeless as unbelievers.
但是有时候我们基督徒跟我们这些不信主的人一样的，觉得没有盼望，觉得是一切都觉得很悲观。
We can't give hope to a world out there.If we don't have hope ourselves,
如果我们自己都没有盼望，我们怎么能够给世人以盼望呢？
And sometimes we forget that we are people of hope.
有时候我们都忘了，我们是盼望之民。
And so this week and next week, I'm wanting to look at how do we find hope in a world that seems to be falling apart.
所以这一周和下一周，我就想我们一起来看一看。我们在这样的一个破碎的，好像一切都在分崩离析的世界里，怎么样找到盼望
？And I want to do it by looking at one of the most hope-filled books in the New Testament.
我想要在新约里一本最充满盼望的一本书里，我们来一起来看盼望。
A book that I don't think I've ever preached on before.
这本书我以前没有讲过。
But it's a book of great hope.
但是这本书里有给我们极大的盼望。
The book of Revelation.
就是启示录。
A book that is often read as a book of fear.
这启示录我们读的时候总觉得是有恐惧之心。
But I've become convinced that it's one of the most optimistic books in the whole Bible.
但是我自己确信这本书是整本圣经里面最让人乐观的一本书。
And so for 2 weeks we're going to look quickly at this book.
所以我们可以花两个星期的时间快快的把启示录读一遍。
It's written during the reign of Emperor Domitian.
这本书是在这个罗马皇帝叫窦米先时代写的。
A man who hated Christians.
他是非常恨恶基督徒。
He has sent John the Apostle, he has sentenced him to exile on a prison island.
他把这个使徒约翰给流放到拔摩岛上。
Hundreds of Christians are being martyred for their faith.
那时候有上百的基督徒都是被因为他们的信仰殉道。
If there had been a Twitter in the first century,
如果在当时一世纪如果有这么一个 Twitter 网上的这么一个
it would have sounded very, very dark.
这个网上的信息言论肯定都看起来是非常黑暗，毫无希望。
But John is under arrest on the island of Patmos.
当时这个使徒约翰是在拔摩海岛上被流放，所以是在被禁锢之中。
He has seen how terrible things are.
他已经看到这个世界的一切都看起来太糟糕了。
Even then, there are many Christians who were saying it's the end of the world.
在那个时候就已经有很多基督徒在说世界末日到了。
There's no hope.
没有希望了。
And an angel appears.
但是天使出现。
And says, "I have a message of hope for you."
他说我有一个盼望的信息给你。
And it's our book of Revelation.
这就是我们读到的启示录。
Now, people argue a lot about how to interpret Revelation.
这启示录这本书有很多的争议，因为里边有太多的解读。
What all the symbols mean?
那些符号都代表什么意思呢？
What the order is?
那个顺序是事情发生的顺序是什么样的？
And if you want to know any of that,
如果你想要知道这些的话，
talk to someone smarter than me, because I don't know.
你跟一个更加聪比我聪明的人去谈谈，因为我真的不知道。
Fortunately, Dr. Wingham is here.
我们有温牧师在这儿，所以跟温牧师谈谈。
And if you will see him after service,
如果今天讲到之后，你们跟温牧师聊聊。
He can explain all of it.
他可以把一切都解释给你听。
You're welcome, Dr. Wingham.
温牧师，你不用谢我了。
But I'm not smart enough to do it.
我实在是没有那么聪明，好多东西我真的不懂。
And that's probably one reason I've never preached from this book.
也许这就是为什么我从来没有跟启示录来讲过道。
But I was reading it recently.
但是最近我在读启示录。
And I realized the first people who read this book.
我意识到当初最早读启示录的是些什么人。
The people that John wrote this letter to.
约翰当时写这封信写给谁呢？
None of them had PhDs in eschatology.
那些人都没有道学的什么博士学位啊。
They were people just like us.
他们就跟我们是一样的普通人。
People who were living in tough times.
他们是在困难的时刻在生活着。
And were asking what's happening to our world.
他们也在问说我们周围的世界究竟是怎么了。
And John wrote to give them a message of hope.
所以使徒约翰就写这封信让他们给他们带来盼望的信息。
And so I want to try to share some of that hope.
所以今天我也想跟大家分享一些。
We're going to see two reasons why we can have hope in the most difficult times.
我想要给大家两个原因，为什么在最困难的时候我们一样可以有盼望。
For the second reason, you'll have to come back next week.
第二个这个原因是下个礼拜再讲，所以下礼拜你必须还要来。
But this week,
但这周呢？
I want you to see that we have hope because our God is sovereign.
我想要大家知道，我们有盼望，因为我们的神是掌权的。
He's in control.
他是掌控一切的。
And that gives us hope.
这就让我们有盼望。
Revelation chapter 1 verse
8. 启示录第一章第八节。
I am the Alpha and Omega.
主神说我是阿拉法，我是俄米伽。
Who is and who was and who is to come.
是昔在今在以后永在的全能者。
The Almighty.
是全能者。
God says at the beginning of this book,
所以在这本启示录的开头神就说
I am Alpha and Omega.
我是起初的，我是末后的。
In English we would say from A to Z.
用英文就讲就是整个这个字母表从 A 到 Z.
I'm the whole alphabet.
我是所有的字母表所有。
I'm everything.
我是一切。
The one who was.
昔在。
The one who is now.
今在。
The one who always will be.
以后永在的。
I am the Almighty God who is in control.
我是全能者，是掌权的。
Now that doesn't mean that everything will go smoothly for believers.
这不意味着说对每个信徒来讲，一切都会是顺利的。
It doesn't mean that we will have no health problems.
也不意味着我们都会永远健康。
No financial problems.
也没有经济问题。
No family conflict.
我们家里不会有冲突。
And it doesn't mean that God causes everything that comes into your life.
也不意味着我们生活之中发生的一切事都是因为神的原因造成的。
Sin corrupted our world.
因为罪已经败坏了这个世界。
We saw a few months ago that Romans 8 says the whole creation is groaning because of the results of sin.
我们几个月前在学罗马书的时候就看到一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦。
Until Jesus returns and restores God's creation to what He intended, we're going to face trouble.
直到耶稣再来，把世界重整回原来神所计划的那个样子，在那之前，我们都会遇到困难，遇到麻烦。
But as believers, we have hope even in this trouble.
但是作为信徒，我们在困难之中，我们也仍然有盼望。
Because we know that our sovereign God is a loving God.
因为我们知道掌权的神是蛮有爱心的神。
And even in the worst of situations, He is taking care of His people.
即使是在最糟糕的状况之下，他也仍在照顾他的民。
And that gives us hope.
这就让我们有盼望。
Christians in the first century were being persecuted by Domitian.
一世纪的基督徒在受这个罗马皇帝窦米先的迫害。
And in their eyes, he held all the power.
在他们的眼里看，这个罗马皇帝是有一切的权利的。
If the emperor said, "Go kill that Christian was going to die."
如果皇帝说过去把那个基督徒杀了，那这个基督徒肯定要被砍头啊。
They look at him and they think, "We can never stand up against him."
所以这些基督徒看着这个罗马皇帝，他们就说，我们永远没法跟他对抗。
And so as he's giving us hope, John starts by showing us who it is that we put our hope in.
所以为了让我们有盼望，使徒约翰就写了这封信，他让我们看到我们的盼望在哪里。
Verse 14 in chapter 1 describes who John sees.
第一章，启示录一章的十四节就描述约翰所看到的这一位。
The hairs of his head were white, like white wool, like snow.
他的头与发洁白，如白羊毛，如雪。
His eyes were like a flame of fire.
眼目如同火焰。
His feet were like burnished bronze refined in a furnace.
脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜。
His voice was like the roar of many waters.
声音如同众水的声音。
John says, when you see Domitian,
所以约翰说，如果你们看到他。
Remember how much more powerful our God is.
你们看到这个罗马皇帝窦米先，你要想到，要记得，我们的神要比他要有权力的多。
That gives us hope.
这就让我们有盼望。
What I want to do this morning is to quickly go through Revelation.
我今天上午想要快快的从这个把这个启示录过一遍。
And I want you to see how John shows that God is in charge.
我想让你看到神约翰是怎样让我们看到神是掌权的那一位。
And he does it by giving us a series of little snapshots, photographs.
他给我们就是一系列的像照片一样，让我们一帧一帧的照片看过去。
And he does it this way. He will give a picture of life on earth.
他会这么做，他就是给我们一张地上生活的画面。
This is a picture of what we can see down here.
这是我们在地上我们所看见的。
And then he turns the camera and he takes a picture of what's happening in heaven while this is happening down here.
然后约翰在地上发生这一切的同时，他又把这个相机又对准天堂，照一下天上的景象。
It's a way of saying to us.
这样他就来告诉我们
What you can see is not the whole picture.
我们所看到的地上的事情不是整个的画面。
God sees much bigger than we see.
因为神所看到的，神的视角看到的比我们看的多得多。
And so when we look from our limited perspective and we become discouraged,
所以当我们用我们有限的视角所看到的一切让我们觉得灰心失望的时候
John says, here's the big picture.
约翰说这才是全局。
This is what God sees.
这是神所看到的。
This morning, I'm just going to kind of give you an outline.
所以今天早上我们就是来看一下启示录的概况。
And then if you would like this week, you can read through the book of Revelation.
如果你喜欢这样的信息，你可以把这个启示录整个的读一遍。
And hopefully see how this outline works.
你可以看到这个概况是不是能够把这个全书的内容涵盖。
Chapters 2 and 3 give us a snapshot of life on earth.
所以第二章和第三章就是给我们地上生活的一个概念。
It's a picture of 7 churches.
当时的七个教会。
Churches that look like Our churches today.
这些教会就像我们的今天的教会一样。
Churches, some of them are facing persecution.
有些教会在面临逼迫。
Some of them have faced doctrinal heresies.
有些教会在教义上有异端。
Some of them are tempted to give up their faith.
有的教会就已经在试探着要放弃自己的信仰了。
They're facing difficult times.
他们是在面对困难的时候。
Some of them hold strong.
也有一些教会是紧紧地持守他们的信仰。
Some of them grow lukewarm.
也有的教会就变得有点不冷不热了。
But to every one of them,
但是对每一个教会，
God says,
神是这么说，
There's hope for you.
你有盼望。
If you will remain faithful,
如果你持守信仰，
I will fulfill my promises.
我一定会兑现我的承诺。
And through my grace, you can be faithful.
靠着我的恩典，你可以持守你的信仰。
When you read Chapters 2 and 3, you can think about the church in the 21st century.
所以你在读这个启示录第二、第三章的时候，你可以想想我们这个是二十一世纪的教会。
A world just like theirs.
我们现在的世界跟当时的世界是差不多的。
There are places in our world where the church faces persecution.
在世界上有的教会在面临着逼迫。
There are televangelists who preach heresy.
我们在网上看到的这些电视布道家很多是在讲的。
There is pressure to abandon our faith.
而且我们自己其实也会面对着那些让我们放弃我们信仰的一些压力。
And as in the first century,
就跟一世纪的时候一样。
Some churches are holding to the truth of the gospel.
有的教会是紧紧抓住我们的福音。
Others are walking away.
也有的教会就放弃了这个。
But God still says to us today, there is hope.
但是神在今天仍然对我们说，还是有盼望。
If we will be faithful, He will keep His promises to us.
如果我们是忠心的，神一定会信守他的承诺。
And through His grace, we can be faithful.
靠着主的这个恩典，我们可以持守我们的忠心。
Chapters 2 and 3 give a snapshot of the church on earth.
所以第二章第三节，第二章第三章给的我们是地上的这个情形。
But then in chapters 4 and 5, the camera moves from here to heaven.
在第四章、第五章，这个约翰就把这个照相机对准了天堂。
Chapter 4 starts like this.
第四章开头是这样的。
A voice says, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place."
一个声音说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示。
At once I was in the spirit.
我立刻被圣灵感动。
And behold, a throne stood in heaven.
见有一个宝座安置在天上。
With one seated on the throne.
又有一位坐在宝座上。
Now remember, he's writing to Christians who are being persecuted by Domitian.
你要记得，当时约翰的这封书信是写给受窦米先迫害的这些基督徒。
Domitian sits on his throne in Rome.
这个窦米先是罗马皇帝，他坐在他的宝座上。
Everyone bows to him.
他面前所有人都要向他敬拜。
He seems incredibly powerful.
他看起来真是法力无边的样子。
But John says,
但是约翰说，
the messenger invited me to look into heaven.
天使让我看到天上去看一看。
And I saw a throne there.
我看到天上有个宝座。
And I saw God seated on that throne.
我看到神坐在宝座上。
And he describes what he saw.
然后他就跟大家描述他所看见的。
And I want you to listen and hear what he says.
我想要你听听看约翰是这么说的。
And imagine this throne.
你想象一下这个宝座。
Compared to the throne of a Roman Caesar.
你比较一下，他跟罗马这个凯撒皇帝的这个宝座比较一下。
Or an American president.
或者是美国的总统的这个座位比较一下。
From the throne came flashes of lightning.
他说这个从宝座上有闪电的声音。
Rumblings and peals of thunder.
声音雷轰从宝座发出。
Before the throne were seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God.
又有七盏火灯在宝座前点着，这七灯就是神的七灵。
Before the throne, there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal.
宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。
John says, "There's no throne in Rome that can compare to this."
约翰说，在罗马的皇帝的宝座绝对不能与此相比。
I was reading through Revelation and I counted 46 times it refers to the throne that's in heaven.
整本启示录里面有46次提到天堂里的这个大宝座。
And not one time does it say, "I looked, and the throne was empty."
没有一次他说到说我看了那宝座上是空的。
46 times he sees the throne.
他看到这个宝座有提到有46次。
And 46 times God is seated there.
这46次神都是坐在宝座上的。
In other words, we never need to ask, "I wonder who's in charge."
所以我们永远不用去问说，哎，不知道谁是管事儿的，谁来管。
That throne is never empty.
那个宝座没有空的时候。
God is in control.
神永远掌权。
And in the first century,
在一世纪。
And in the 21st century,
在二十一世纪。
Regardless of how chaotic our world seems,
不管这个世界如何混乱。
That throne is not empty.
天上的宝座不是空的。
God is there.
神坐在那里。
He's in control.
神掌权。
I love how chapters 4 and 5 fit together.
我很喜欢这个第四章、第五章是完全是两个是对接在一起的。
It seems to me that it's like a camera that starts up close.
就好像是一个照相机开始是就瞄准了。
And then it zooms out so we can see more and more of the picture.
他开始是瞄准这个细节，然后呢就退出这个镜头拉后，我们就可以看到越来越大的画面。
Let me show you what I mean.
我跟大家说解释一下我什么。
Verse 8.
看第四章第八节。
He sees four living creatures who worship day and night.
他看到四个活物昼夜不住的祷告。
They're saying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty."
他们昼夜不住地说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，主神是若昔在，今在，以后永在。
There's four of them.
是四个活物。
Then in verse 10, the camera zooms out a bit.
然后到第四章第十节，他的这个相机就往后拉。
And he sees 24 elders casting their crowns and worshiping.
他看到24位长老把冠冕放在宝座前敬拜。
Chapter 5, verse 8, zooms out a bit. The four living creatures and the 24 elders together are worshiping.
然后第五章第八节，四活物和24位长老一同敬拜，所以这个视角又往后拉了。
Then in verse 11, it zooms out further.
然后第五章第十一节，这个镜头又拉后。
And he said, now I could see 10,000 times 10,000 worshiping.
他看到千千万万天使敬拜羔羊。
And then in verse 13,
然后到第十三节,
the camera is far enough away that he says, I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea, all of them bowing down in worship.
我又听见在天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都在敬拜。
You see, some of you will understand this.
所以我们中间可能有人就必须要理解这个意思。
When you're going through difficult times,
你在困难的时候，
when your life is falling apart,
当你的生活好像就已经都完全崩溃了，
you feel like I'm all alone.
你觉得哎呀，我太孤单了，就是我一个人了。
No one understands.
谁都不理解我。
John says.
但是约翰说，
I looked.
我看了。
I could see there are four.I'm not alone.
我可以看到那至少有四个啊，我不是孤单一人。
I backed up and I saw there's 24.
然后我又再往后看，又看到24个。
We're all worshiping.
我们都在一起敬拜。
I backed up and I saw there's 10,000 times 10,000. There's a lot of us who are faithful to God.
我再往后退，我可以看到千千万万的人一同在敬拜，他们都是对神持有忠心的。
And then he says, I got far enough back.
然后他就说,
that I realize the day is coming when every creature in heaven and on earth will recognize the God who is on the throne.
然后他就说我又以后我就再往后退，我可以看到天上地下地底下沧海里天地间所有的被造之物都在敬拜那位主。
Do you see how that gives you hope?
你看到吗？这会让你有盼望。
God's in charge.
因为神是掌权的那一位。
And know right now there's a lot of people opposed to him.
我们知道现在有很多世上有很多人都是反。
And sometimes it seems like there's more of them than there are of us.
有时候我们会觉得我们这些敌对神的人好像比我们这些信靠主的人都要多呀。
But John says, just wait.
但是约翰说等着。
Because the angel said,
因为天使说
I'm going to show you what is coming.
我要告诉你以后要发生的。
And here's what's coming. Someday,
有一天
every creature on earth,will recognize he is Lord.
有一天天地间一切所有的被造之物都要信靠相信这是唯一的真神。
And you and I have the privilege that already we are worshiping him.
你我我们已经信靠主的这些人我们真的是很幸运因为我们已经在敬拜这位独一真神。
Chapter 6 and 7 move from heaven back to earth.
然后第六章第七章又从天堂又回到人间。
These chapters, the seven seals of judgment are opened.
我们看到这个神的这个审判的七印被打开了。
It's a time of trouble and suffering.
这就是困难、苦难、灾难到来来。
There's political instability.
然后这个政治上很不稳定。
There's war.
有战争。
There's economic turmoil.
在经济上也发生很多的混乱。
But verse 9.
但是第七章的。
The camera moves back to heaven.
第九节，它这个镜头又转向天堂。
And while all of this turmoil is happening on earth,
地上这一切混乱之中。
In heaven,
在天上,
a great multitude that no one could number.
我看到有许多的人，没有人能数过来。
From every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages are standing before the throne.
是从各国、各族、各民、各方来的，站在宝座和羔羊面前。
And they are worshiping.
他们在敬拜神。
Yes, there's trouble on earth.
是的，在地上有苦难。
There's political instability on earth.
我们地上也有政治不稳定的时候。
But our hope does not come from politicians.
但是我们的盼望不是来自于政客。
Yes, there is economic turmoil on earth.
这地上是有这个经济上混乱的时候。
But our hope does not come from bankers.
我们的盼望也不在那些银行家的身上。
Revelation says, here's where our hope comes.
启示录说我们的盼望是来自于这里。
Verse 10, salvation belongs to our God.
第七章第十节，大声喊着说：“愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神。”
Who sits on the throne?
神坐在宝座上，我们的。
That's where our hope is.
这是我们的盼望所在。
There will be trouble here. Life isn't easy.
就是地上是我们会有苦难，生活都是不容易的。
But our hope is in the God who sits on the throne.
但是我们的盼望是坐在宝座上的神。
Verse chapter 8, verse 7.The camera moves back to earth.
然后这个镜头又拉向，又回到人间。
Chapters 9, 10, 11 show the turmoil on earth.
它这个就第十九十章十一节十一章都是在讲地上的各种混乱。
God is judging the earth for our sin, and the world is in chaos.
这个神在审判，神的审判临到人间，所以我们要为罪付出代价，地上一片混乱。
But in heaven,
但是在天堂。
Chapter 11, verse 16.
在十一章的十六节。
The 24 elders fall on their faces and worship God.
面伏于地敬拜神。
And they say,
他们说,
We give thanks to you, Lord God Almighty,
昔在今在的主神全能者,
who is and who was,
昔在今在的主神,
for you have taken your great power and begun to reign.
执掌大权作王。
Yes, there's battles on earth.
这地上是有征战。
But God is sovereign.
但是神有主权。
He's in charge.
神是掌控一切。
And he's already begun to reign.
他已经掌执掌大权做王了。
There will be trouble here.
我们在地上是有会有困难的。
I'm going to Pakistan in January.
我在一月份要去巴基斯坦。
A few weeks ago, I was talking to one of the pastors there.
几周前我跟那边巴基斯坦的一位牧师谈话。
And he said in just one...On one Sunday, Muslims burned 36 of their churches.
他说就在一个主日，这些穆斯林就已经烧掉了36个教会。
He said, "We are suffering."
他说我们都在受苦。
I said, "Are you discouraged?"
我就问他，你觉得灰心丧气吗？
And he said, "No."
他说不是。
Because we know that God is still in control.
他说因为我们知道神仍然掌权。
Now, PBCCC.
我们的华人宗友堂华人基督教会。
We're not facing persecution for our faith.
我们不会因着我们的这个信仰而受逼迫。
No one is threatening to burn our church down.
目前也没有人威胁要烧掉我们的教会。
But some of us suffer from family conflicts.
但是我们中间有人在家里头会有冲突。
Health problems.
我们身体上也有病痛。
Job stresses.
我们工作上有压力。
And Revelation says.
启示录说。
God is on his throne.
神坐在宝座上。
He has already begun to reign.
他已经开始掌权作王。
And we can trust him.
我们可以信靠他。
Now when you look at earth down here, or life down here,
你看到地上的生活,
you don't always see it.
你不是总能看到神的。
And so that's why Revelation says you have to see what's in heaven.
所以启示录告诉我们说我们要常常的
That God is on his throne.
因为神是坐在天上的宝座。
You see, it's in times of trouble that we most need to remember that he's in charge.
就是在我们最困难，遇到最多的这个难处的时候，我们才更加重要的，我们要认识到神是掌权的那一位。
The times when it is most difficult to trust God's sovereignty.
所以在我们发现就是信靠神最困难的时候，
Those are the times when it is most important to trust God's sovereignty.
这样的时刻也是最重要的，让我们要信靠神最重要的时刻。
You see, when everything is going great,
一切顺利的时候
，Sure, God's in control.
你说当然了，神就是掌控一切嘛，所以一切都这么顺利。
When you've just eaten a great Thanksgiving dinner,
你是吃了饱饱的一顿感恩节大餐。
And the biggest problem you face is, can I get to my lazy boy chair before I fall asleep?
是我在睡着之前能不能爬到我的按摩椅上去躺着去。
It's easy.
那时候是很容易啊，一切都觉得很顺利，很容易。
But when Thanksgiving dinner was uncomfortable because you've had friction and conflict with some of your family members and they skipped the dinner.
但是你想想，如果是感恩节大餐，你跟家里人有冲突，他们甚至有的人气的都不愿意跟你同桌吃饭。
When the week before Thanksgiving, you got a terrible diagnosis from the doctor.
或者是在感恩节前一周，你刚刚从医生那听到的，你发现你得了重病。
When you've been laid off from your job just before Thanksgiving.
或者是你在感恩节前刚刚被公司给裁员裁掉了。
That is the time when it is most important to say, God is on the throne.
这才是你需要说神掌权的这个重要的时刻。
And even though I don't understand it,
即使我不理解,
I will trust him.
我要信靠神,
that he is going to do what is good.
因为神会做对我好的事。
Chapters 12 through 14 continue the story of suffering and tribulation on earth.
然后启示录的十二到十四章也继续的在讲这个神就是地上所经历的这些灾难苦难。
But while that's happening down here,
但是地上人在经历苦难的时候
，Chapter 15 the camera moves to heaven.
第十五章这个镜头又对上天堂了。
And it says they sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
第十五章的三到四节，唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌。
And here's the song they sing.
这就是他们所唱的歌。
Great and amazing are your deeds, O Lord God the Almighty.
主神全能者啊，你的作为大哉奇哉。
Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations.
万世之王啊，你的道途义哉诚哉。
Even though there is trouble down here,
尽管我们在地上有苦难。
They know that God.Is in charge.
他们知道神掌权。
And his plans are just and true.
他的这个神的计划是公义的。
Chapter 16 through 18.
然后第十六到十八章。
A terrible time of judgment on earth.
这是地上的人在受审判。
The sea is turned to blood.
这个海水都变成了血。
Scorching heat from the sun followed by darkness worldwide.
然后这个太阳的这个发出来的光都烤的人要烤焦，然后这个地上又开始充满黑暗。
Chaos.
一切都是混乱。
But in heaven.
但是在天上。
Chapter 18.
第十八章。
The angel says,
天使说,
Babylon, the great city, is thrown down.
他说巴比伦这个大城被已经被坠落,
and God
堕落,
is in charge.
倾倒了,
you see, Babylon represented Rome, the greatest military power in the first century.
巴比伦代表的就是当时的罗马, 罗马当时在世界上是最有权势, 最有力量的一个帝国。
Babylon represented Rome, the greatest economic power in the first century.
也是当时的经济上的最大的一个力量, 罗马帝国。
John says Babylon is going to fall.
但是约翰说巴比伦要倾倒了。
Those great powers that our world trust,
那个世界所信靠的这些伟很大的力量
will someday fall.
有一天会倾倒。
Now, as I read that, and I said, "What does that say for us?"
所以我读到这一节的时候，我就在想，对我们今天的基督徒，他在说
Babylon for them represented Rome.
在那个时候，巴比伦代表的是罗马帝国。
But in every generation, Babylon represents the great powers of our world.
但是每一个时代，对每一个时代来说，巴比伦就代表当时的那个时代最强的、强有力的力量。
The powers that say to us, "Put your trust in me."
这些力量都在对我们说，把你的信靠就放在我身上。
Anything other than trust in a sovereign God.
就是你就信靠我，就不要去信靠你掌权的那位神。
You see, in every generation, it is easy to trust in Babylon.
因为在每一个时代。信靠一个你眼所能见的这个巴比伦都是更容易的事。
To put your trust in an earthly power,
把我们的信靠放在地上的一个权势上面是更容易的事。
Instead of the God who's on the throne,
而不是放在天上做掌权的神那里。
Let me give you a little quiz that will help you to know where your trust is.
我想给大家一个小测验，你就会知道你的信靠是在哪里。
If your trust for God's kingdom,
如果你相信神的天国
depends on election results,
而你相信神的国是依赖于地上我们选举的结果的话
You are placing your faith in Babylon.
你把你的信心放在巴比伦上
Because the political forces of our world
因为我们这个世界的这些政治的势力
Democratic
民主党
Republican
共和党
Green
还是这个绿党
Libertarian
还是这个
Independent
军队的力量
And all of the others
所有的这一些党派
All of them
他们这些人都是
are opposed to God's sovereign rule over all of life.
他们都是反对神对世界是天地间一切所在的被造之物的这个神的主权的。
All of them say,
他们这些党各个党派都在说
vote for us and we will solve your problems.
给我投票，我会来解决你一切的问题。
All of them say,
他们都在说
we want to be on the throne.
我们想要坐在宝座上。
And if I'm putting my ultimate trust in any of them,
如果我把我终极的信心放在他们中间的某一个人身上。
I am trusting in Babylon.
我就是信靠巴比伦了。
If my hopes for the future depend on the stock market,
如果我对未来的信心是放在股票市场上。
I am putting my faith in Babylon.
我也是把我的信心放在巴比伦。
You know, as I travel, I see in many parts of the world, Christians who are becoming more and more prosperous.
我在世界各地旅行，我看到的是基督徒变得越来越富有。
And at the same time are becoming less and less committed to the cause of Christ.
但是同时他们对于这个主啊，对于他们的信仰的持守就变得越来越少，为什么？
I talk to Christians who operate their businesses with no more integrity and honesty than an unbeliever does.
我也跟一些很成功的生意人，基督徒生意人谈天，他们言行所表现出来的，他们是不是正直，是不是持守信心，已经跟这个非基督徒没有区别了。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because if your ultimate hope depends on your financial success,
如果你的终极的信心是依赖于你自己的经济状况的话，
you are putting your trust in Babylon.
你就把自己的信心放在巴比伦了。
And Revelation says Babylon will fall.
这启示录说巴比伦要倾倒。
You see, there's a reason why Revelation is such a fearful book for many people.
所以你要知道为什么启示录对很多人来说是让他们觉得很恐惧、很害怕的一本书。
It's because when we read it,
因为我们读启示录的时候，
all these things that are so important to us,
这些对我们很重要的这些事情，
prosperity,
我们的富足，
success,
我们成功，
a comfortable world,
一个很舒服的环境，
all those things that matter to us, Revelation says they're going to be destroyed.
所有这些对我们觉得很重要的事情，这个启示录里说它最后都会被毁掉的。
And when I'm reading Revelation and it says my life is going to become miserable,
当我在读启示录的时候，我看到说，哎呦，我的生命 生活以后要变得这么凄惨，
I say, oh, this is a terrible book.
我一看这本书太恐怖了。
But Revelation says,
但是启示录说，
yeah, the things down here you trust in, they're going to be destroyed.
他的确是说在地上你所信靠的这些东西都会被毁掉的。
But you weren't supposed to be trusting in them anyway.
但是你本来就不应该去信靠这些事。
We're Christians.
我们是基督徒。
This is not where our hope lies.
我们的盼望不在这些事情上。
When everything around us is falling apart,
当我们周围的一切都在分崩离析的时候，
Jump to chapter 19.
我们跳到第十九章看一看。
Everything down here is collapsing.
这地上的一切都被毁掉了。
After this, I heard what seemed to be the loud voice of a great multitude.
此后，我听见好像群众在天上大声说。
In heaven, crying out.
在天上有大声的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory and power belongs to our God.
救恩、荣耀和全能都属乎我们的神。
Yes, there is trouble on earth.
的确，地上会有苦难。
But our hope is in the God who sits on the throne.
但是我们的盼望是坐在宝座上的神。
And he will be victorious.
神会得胜。
His justice will prevail.
神的公义会取胜。
And that gives us hope.
这就让我们有盼望。
I'm leaving the rest of the book till next week.
我下面这个启示录下面这些章节我们下星期再说。
But the first reason that Revelation gives us hope is this.
但是启示录给我们盼望的第一个原因是
God is sovereign.
神有主权。
It doesn't mean everything will go well.
这不意味着说一切都会顺利。
It doesn't mean life will be smooth for Christians.
也不意味着对基督徒来说一切都是一帆风顺的。
But it does mean
但是它的确意味着
that since God is sovereign,
因为神有主权。
If I trust him,
如果我信靠他，
I can trust him to do what is good.
我就可以信靠神，他做的都是为我好的。
That his plan is best.
他的计划是最好的。
A businessman was flying on a flight from New York to Los Angeles.
一个生意人坐飞机从纽约飞往洛杉矶。
And he was seated next to a little boy who had told him, "This is my first time to fly."
他旁边坐着一个小男孩，那小男孩就很兴奋跟他讲，这是我第一次坐飞机。
They're flying across the country, and somewhere over the Midwest, the plane hits some bad turbulence.
然后他们这个飞机要从整个美国上空要飞过去嘛，在大概在中西部飞到那儿的时候，它突然一股稳流过来，这个飞机就不稳定。
The plane is bouncing up and down.
这飞机就上下在这晃。
Some of the passengers are panicking.
就有些乘客就一下子就陷入恐慌了。
And this businessman is kind of worried about this little boy who's on his first flight.
这个生意人就有点担心这小男孩，他第一次坐飞机啊，是不是会吓着？
And he looks at him, and the little boy is just looking out the window.
他看这孩子就在盯着窗户外面看，很淡定的样子。
The man says, "Are you scared?"
所以这个生意人就问他说：“你害怕吗？”我
不害怕。The man said, "Why not?"
这个生意人说：“怎么会不害怕呢？”
I fly a lot, and I'm scared.
我飞了多少次了，我都很害怕。
And the little boy said,
那个小男孩说
"I'm not afraid.
我不害怕。
My daddy is a pilot.
我爸爸是飞行员。
And he's flying the plane.
飞机是他开的。
Brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
we will have some turbulence in life.
我们在生命之中也会遇到这样的稳流。
For some of us, the last 3 years or so have been turbulent.
在过去，对我们中间有些人过去的三年都是非常困难，是好像是上下的颠簸的。
Since 2020,
从2020年起
COVID,
这个疫情
political conflict,
然后这个世界各国的政治
conflict in our society,
我们自己的社会上的各种争斗
sickness, death,
然后生 又是瘟疫了又是这个死亡了
there's been turbulence.
会我们在过去三年经历了很多这样的稳流
and we see the news and we think, I don't know what the next couple of years will hold, but it looks like more turbulence.
我们看着这个新闻我们就觉得哎，不知道往后几年会怎么样看起来好像会更糟糕
This morning, I want to assure you of this.
但是今天早上，我想跟大家保证。
If you're a believer,
如果你是个信徒
，Your father is flying the plane.
你的父亲在开飞机。
There'll be struggles.
我们会有挣扎。
Life is difficult.
生活对每个人都不容易。
Sometimes it's very difficult.
有时候甚至是非常的不容易。
But Revelation says.
但是启示录说
，God is on the throne.
神坐在宝座上。
Our Father is flying the plane.
我们的天父在飞飞机呢。
And so we can trust Him.
所以我们可以信靠他。
And when everyone around us,
当我们周围所有的人
says there's no hope,
都在说这个世界已经毫无希望了。
We can say,
我们可以说
I have hope.
我有盼望。
I know that my Father is on the throne.
我知道我的天父坐在宝座上。
And I can trust Him.
我可以信靠他。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you that you are a good God.
主啊，感谢你是这位美善的主。
A God who cares about every one of us.
你关心爱护我们每一个人。
A God who is working all things together for good.
你让万事都互相效力，为了我们得益处。
Not just the big good of the whole world.
不只是为了整个世界这个。
But for every one of us as individuals,
而且作为我们每个人每个个体，你都要我们得益处。
As your children,
作为你的孩子
，you are working what is good for every one of us.
你在为我们每一个人得益处，你在工作。
So this week, would you help us to trust you?
所以这个星期就求主让我们能够信靠你。
When life brings Unexpected blows.
当我们在生活之中遇到一些意外的这些事情时候
，Would you help us to move our eyes to the throne?
能不能帮助我们，让我们把目光能够对准你的宝座
？To see that you're in charge.
让我们看到你是掌权的那一位。
And to trust you.
能够信靠你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
Amen.
Amen.